Welcome back. You're listening to the second half of the Windy Ridge Roundup radio special, recorded live at the Nickelodeon Theater on October 5th, 2011.
Following a wonderful long-standing tradition of the story song within the country music genre, more or less, sort of, kind of, Stuart Ely, Flash.
Thank you.
This is a song by a guy named Carl Hagstrom, back in northeast Pennsylvania, where I came from. Can't go back now. I got this terrible addiction. It's causing me such grief. You know, I'm gonna have to kick my habit if I wanna get some relief. See, I'm a slave to my possessions. All this crazy stuff I've got, and I still want more, whether I need it or not. It's all over the place. I got too much stuff. Such a disgrace. I got too much stuff. It's like an arms race. I got too much stuff. Damn, this stuff is gonna bury me. Now my doctor says it's a sickness, and the preacher calls it greed. Whenever I see it, you know, it's just something I might need. And the businessman, he's hoping I buy until I bleed. And the poor man says it's simple. Just give some of it to me. What have I got? I got too much stuff. Yeah, and I'll bet you got too much stuff. You know we all got too much stuff. I got some old refrigerators. I got too much stuff. I got a chicken incubator. I got too much stuff. I got a heart defibrillator. I got too much stuff. Oops. Now I've discovered a solution to my personal pollution, all this crazy stuff I've got, you know, that I really don't need. And there ain't nothing to it, and so I'm gonna do it. And the best thing about it is that it's guaranteed. Now it all starts with a one-word command. Something so simple everyone can understand. So listen up close. I'm gonna tell you how it goes. You open up your mouth and you just say no. But wait a minute, over there in the corner, I see a
just say no.
Yeah, but it looks brand new.
Just say no.
Oh, I could always use two.
Just say no.
The sign says it's free.
Just say no.
Oh, yeah, but it's still under warranty.
Just say no.
Oh, I could always use three.
Just say no.
Damn, people, you sure are tough on me. I found it at the dump.
Just say no.
Yeah, but it's a real expensive pump.
Just say no.
Oh, I can't just let it go to junk.
Just say no.
I gotta have it. What am I gonna do when I got too much stuff?
Just say no. I got too much stuff. Just say no. I got too much stuff.
Carl Hagstrom, thank you. This is a Norman and Nancy Blake tune, and I didn't even know who Norman and Nancy Blake were when I learned this. I got it from a tape back in the 80s, I think, or 90s. Andy Ferguson gave me a tape of some... Who is it? Where's Andy Ferguson?
Some
Irish guy. Yeah, tape. I'll explain that later. Who was it? Andy, are you there?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Christy Moore.
Christy Moore. A Scottish guy? Yeah, with Scottish accent. Irish guy. So I learned it with this Irish kind of accent. So you might catch a little bit of that. And then later, many years later, some said, oh, that's a Norman Blake tune. Who's Norman Blake? So... but this is a Norman Nancy Blake. Billy Gray rode into Gantry way back in 83, where he first met one Sarah McRae. The wild rose of morning, the pale flower of dawning, the herald of springtime in his young life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality. In her young eyes, Billy bore not a flaw. Knowing not her chosen one, he was a hired gun, wanted in Kansas City by the law. And one day a tall man came riding through the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray, a wanted man and a dangerous outlaw. Well, the news it came creeping to Billy fast there sleeping, there in the Clarendon bar and hotel. He ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts, thinking he'd hide up in the steeple there. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying, there in the dust of the road where he lay. Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the lawman. Poor girl knew no reason except that he'd been killed. Sarah still lives in that old white frame house where she met Billy some 40 years ago. But the wild rose of morning has faded with the dawning of each new springtime, the bitter years have grown. And written on a stone where the dusty winds have long blown, 18 words to a passing world say. True love knows no season, no rhyme or no reason. Justice is cold as the Granger County clay. True love knows no season, no rhyme or no reason. Justice is cold as the Granger County clay.
Thank you.
And now we'll hear from Riley Woodford.
Riley is going to bring us more into a modern thing. And why don't you tell us about the tune you're going to do?
Yeah, this is a song by Fred Eaglesmith, who played here a couple of years ago at the Resurrection Lutheran Church. He plays with a band called the Flying Squirrels, but he came down here by himself and just played by himself. It was a great concert. This is the first song he played that night, and I just wanted to learn it immediately. And I found out later that Alan Jackson, who is a big country music Nashville guy, has covered it, and then Casey Chambers, who I guess is Australian, had a big hit with it. So it's and then this summer I was at the Outland Music Festival, and this band Headwater that's from Whitehorse but has gone to Vancouver and is kind of up and coming in the Canadian music scene. They played this song every set they played, every performance they did. So Fred Eaglesmith is Canadian. He's from Ontario. He's been around since the early 80s writing songs. He's got 16 albums. He's written a ton of songs. A lot of them are about machinery and tractors and animals and trains among them. And he's just got a feel for rural life and kind of the timelessness of things that are sort of germane to country, what we think of as country music. So this is a train song. And, you know, we don't have trains here. I kind of miss trains. My grandfather was a brakeman, and I grew up around trains. And so I kind of miss trains, you know. But so there you go. That's Juno for you. We have boats.
All aboard!
Well, I just came down from the Chippewa, had a station wagon and $100. I was thinking about a woman that I'd lost the year before. I had not seen her for some time. I thought I might roll on by. Then your memory came crashing through, broke down that door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I come rolling down your track and crashing through your door. I wish it was a freight train. Wish I didn't have a heart. I'm going through a hole just to get me started. I wish it was a freight train. Wish I was a freight. Well, every time I talk to you, I hear your jealous lies. I feel like I've been left abandoned on some old railroad site. Yeah, every time I hear your voice, my water just gets cold. My stoker will not stoke, and my boiler will not boil. I wish I was a freight train. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I go rolling down your track and crashing through your door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. I wish I didn't have a heart. It's like a shovel full of coal just to get me started. I wish I was a freight train. I wish I was a freight. Fall behind and I could not get ahead. I wish someone would pull my lever and give me a little sand. Yeah, every time I fall behind, even further back, I wish some switchman would come through the fog, change my track. I wish it was a freight train. I wish it was a diesel locomotive. I go whistling down your track and crashing through your door. I wish it was a freight train. Baby, I wish I didn't have a heart. Take a shovel full of coal just to get me started. I wish it was a freight train. I wish it was freight.
Right on. Okay, thank you. So Colette and I are going to do a couple, and that'll wrap it up. Thanks, Sergey.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sergey.
When was the first time you guys played music together, you two?
The first time I sang with Riley was 1997. It was the year before the first unofficial boogie. You were the first unofficial boogie.
It wasn't. That's true.
And Stu Bob brought him to Pelican, and we had kind of a little music tradition in Pelican, and there were like some. I was blown away the first time I ever sang in Alaska. Actually, one of the first times I ever sang in public. I was a cold storage worker, and I was slamming fish 18 hours a day. And it was one of our slower days. It was only a 12-hour shift. And I was sitting in the old bunkhouse with a bunch of people, you know, off shift about 11 o'clock, and we're having some drinks and relaxing. And it was way late in the season. You know, it was like late August, September or so. And, you know, the bunkhouse is just a giant piece of steel, basically. And it was this really blustery night. And, God, I love this story. And, and we're sitting there talking or whatever. And of course, you know, there's this this totem pole of, you know, of like fishermen, deckhands, everyone else in the world, cold storage workers somewhere down there. So we didn't really associate with the fishermen too much, you know. But I had been to Pelican, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, and we always sang everywhere. It wasn't a big deal. But all of a sudden, it's way late. I was like lightning flashing, which I realize is my imagination because we don't have lightning, but. All of a sudden, the bunkhouse door, like, slams open, and this, like gnome with, like, his hair all greasy and standing up and fire in his eyes comes striding through the bunkhouse. He's like, and he walks up to this table. There's, like, 4 or 5 of us sitting there drinking. We're just like, it's a fisherman. And we're frozen in the headlights of his attention. He just looks around and he goes, I need a singer. And he's, well, these other cold storage workers, they all just go, and they point to me, and I'm like, and he's just like, and he drags me out of the bunkhouse, drags me down the stairs, drags me down the harbor, throws me in a skiff at like 11 at night. I mean, it's like blowing 40. We're in this piece of crap skiff with like a 5-horse, like. And we bomb out to Sunnyside, and I was too afraid to do anything. And we get out to Ernie and Galen's house, and Andy Ferguson escorts me off of the skiff and throws me in the house, and he's like, sing! And I was like, I don't know what you sing. I sing at my church. And he's like, I've heard you sing in the store. Sing that song about the mountain. And ironically, I'm from Detroit, as you know, and I sang Motown and blues and soul. But the summer before I came to Pelican, a friend of mine had gone to Maine and did some kind of hippie, whatever, outdoor thing. And there was this band in Maine called Different Shoes, and she had brought back this tape, and she gave me this tape. And there was a song in there called Wallows the Mountain that I really liked, and I sang it. Well, Andy happened to overhear me singing it in the store one day, and that's the song of which he was referring, which became like the only song we both knew for about four years. And so we sang that song into the ground. Anyway, and then a couple years later, he brought his friend Riley up, and we had music at the bar, and it was really, really fun. And then we shared a ferry ride home. So we were coming back on the ferry, and he had his guitar, and he's like, what songs do you know? I'm like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. This is like the story of my life. What song do you know? I'm like,
Dock
do you
know? The Ferry, call it. Dock the Ferry.
Lyle, love it. That was what we found.
So anyway, somehow Riley and I...
Just throw the lines.
Somehow Riley and I discover that we have a mutual affinity for Lyle Lovett. So, not as long as the one for the bluegrass songs. At least mine was interesting. So he and I did this song at the very first Folk Festival I ever did. Blah, blah, blah. The New Jersey lady I knew long ago, she was a lady, I say. She loved a cowboy that rode on the rodeo, and he stole her heart straight away. Jazzy lady, she loved him too. You know the love she never had. But cowboys are lonesome, and cowboys are blue. And they make the ladies so sad.
Sing me a melody, sing me the blues. Walk through the bottom land without no shoes. The bride, she's a running scared, she's heard the news. Walk through the bottom land without no shoes.
New Jersey lady, she loved him true. You know she tried to hold on. But the rodeo life was the life that he knew. He had to keep drifting along. Well, she never married, she never Jersey lady, she just ain't no good to follow a cowboy that way.
Sing me a melody, sing me the blues. Walk through the bottom land without no shoes. The Brazos, she's running scared, cause she's heard the news. Walk bottom land without no shoes.
Lady, she sings him to sleep in the night. Then in the morning he'd go. She loved the darkness and hated the light, along with that damn rodeo. Jersey lady, the day that he died, she covered him all over with lead. Here in the wind, in the night as he cried, she heard her old cowboy say, sing me a melody, sing me.
She's running scared, she's heard the news. Walk through the bottom land without no shoes. Won't you walk through the bottom land without no shoes?
Thanks, everybody. One more little ditty here, and I thought it would be appropriate since we're into the singer-songwriter era of, as if other songs aren't by songwriters, whatever. We're going to finish with a song by Mr. Riley Whitford. Funeral of your marriage has lasted way too long. You used to ask me what I heard in a country western song. But now you understand about the nights dragging on, and how the bars are better than drinking alone. Broken glass in the dark parking lot, reflecting the neon lights, stars in the gravel, you tell yourself if you look at it just right. Inside you can be alone in a crowd. Out here you can see stars on the ground. Maybe a different man would really seen it coming. Known his own home, known his own woman. Maybe you have a map in your head, tells you where you're going, a crystal ball that tells you what's worth knowing. Broken glass in the dark parking lot, reflecting the neon lights, stars in the gravel, you tell yourself if you look at it just right. Inside you can be alone in a crowd, out here you can see stars on the ground. Sometimes you want to fight, but you know you'll never surrender. Sometimes you want to stay at home, be your own bartender. Then someone says your name, calls you back inside. Sometimes people are the only thing keep you from losing your mind. Sometimes people are the only thing keeps you from losing your mind.
Riley Woodford. Thank
you. And Miss Paulette Costa, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott. So,
thank you for coming out tonight. Among other things, thank you, Betsy. Thank you, KRNN.
Yeah. Thank you, KRNN.
Thank you, Nickelodeon Theater and Colette Costa.
You're welcome. So this is usually what happens this time of the night when everyone's kind of like, okay, I don't have any songs left that I know. And someone's like, I know, let's do...
Hey, I got one.
Come on, Jack, no!
One more good one.
And I would also like to do a quick shout-out. Thank you to Rainbow for some of the food and also to little Danielle Choquette, who was doing the sandwiches over there. And this is a little bit of a traditional song here. You know what, Jack? Can I ask you honestly? I know this is a traditional song, and it's always known as Jack's song. So can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The truth of the matter is that the version that I do is made up of a version that was recorded in the 20s by a group from Georgia. Could you keep it down back there? A group from, thank you. A group from Georgia called the Georgia Yellowhammers. And they're a group from Atlanta. They played old-time music, but they're a bunch of schooled musicians, and they played, and they sang really well. They sang like barbershop harmonies. But they had some really weird songs. And then, so they put out a version, and Charlie Poole put a version together. And I was with a band, and we were looking for tunes, and I was listening to both these versions. And so I stuck them together. And this was back in the 80s, in the early 80s. And then I thought, it's still too short, so I added a couple of verses. And so that's the story.
Oh, my God. And it's a sing-along, so...
So you will notice, if you listen really close, the really melody that I start out with is not the melody that it turns into. Because that's the first version that blends into the other one. And this is called... We call it Highwoods, and somebody told me that it's based on an old tune from England about a bull that was on the road, and he was on the highway, and I don't know, I haven't heard that one.
Is it highway or high woods?
We turned it into Highwoods, and it goes like this. There, that's better. There's a coop from Tennessee. He's as wicked as he could be. He never believed in church on Sunday school. He only believed in social life. instruments out and we all sing this together. Right here. For coming. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you. And thank you, K2 and Karen Ann.
Thank you, everybody, for coming down tonight. We really appreciate it. There's some more snacks out there if you want it. I don't know what's going to happen here the rest of the night, but if you want to sit around, there's victims all around. Thank you for coming in. Thank you, Scott Burton, and everybody on this stage for being a part of this. And everybody, thank Betsy Sims right up front.
Thank you all for listening to the KRNN Windy Ridge Roundup radio special. Look out for more live music events at the Nickelodeon Theater. We'll finish out the hour with a medley of folk, bluegrass, and country music.
Let it play one more song. The same. just got to hear that song one more time.
Just got back from big Seattle, brand new car without a rattle. Money talking, Lord, what I can do. But no one will hardly listen, try to tell them what they're missing. Got these Taylor, North Dakota blues. I remember Peggy Adams crying when I left for seeing something new. Oh, Peggy's all through with her crying. Tried to wait but gave up trying. Got these Taylor, North Dakota blues. Now at the cafe just carousing, tipped a waitress, flashed a thousand. Taylor lad returns a riding high. At the counter, folks are leaving. Something tells me I'll be grieving. Just saw Peg and Baby walking by. I remember Peggy Adams crying when I left for seeing something new. Oh, Peggy's all through with her crying. Tried to wait but gave up trying. Got these Taylor, North Dakota blues. Packing, fill her up and just start tracking. Lord, these prairie hills are awful small. Further west, I'm gonna try her. Women cuter, mountains higher. Taylor folks don't miss me after all. But in my heart, I know I'm only lying. Pride has got me paying up my dues. Oh, brother's laughing, mama's crying. Little sister knows I'm trying hard to beat these North Dakota blues. But in my heart I know I'm only lying. Pride has got me paying up my dues. Oh, brother's laughing, mama's crying. Little sister knows I'm trying hard to beat these North Dakota blues. Gonna beat these North Dakota blues. Beat these Taylor, North Dakota blues. Thank you.
So he picked up that silver dagger and plunged it through his troubled heart, saying goodbye, Katie, goodbye, darling. It's now forever. Goodbye, Mama, goodbye, Papa. I'll die for the one that I love
hallway. I can hear your voice. for a long time, and now I've been trying to make it go. Picking and singing on a country show. I traveled far with a little bit of pay. I sold a lot of oats, I didn't make much hay. I've been downhearted enough to quit. Somehow I never have until yet. I said I quit this pick and don't have a dime. It's always wait until the next time. Ah, this is the last song I'll sing. The last one I'm ever gonna write. The last song I'm ever gonna sing on this old guitar. On this old stage tonight. When I think I'll quit and never play no more, some long-haired guy knocks on my door. I don't take long till I'm back on the go, cause one of his clowns I couldn't make the show. We live in cheap hotels and ride big fine cars. Rare way back and smoke a long cigar. The steaks we eat are the ground up kind that hold me over just one more time. This is the last song I'll sing, the last one I'm ever gonna write, the last song I'm ever gonna sing on this old guitar, on this old stage tonight. Is all it'll take. The lonesome sound of sweet Caroline, it takes me back just one more time. Makes it hard to quit as the days go around. I don't want to steal when the sun goes down. And when I hear Jimmy sing, I go out of my mind. I gotta try again just one more time. Ah, this is the last song I'll sing, the last one I'm ever gonna write, the last song I'm ever gonna sing on this old guitar, on this old stage tonight.